Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I think I'm losing my romantic touch. The other evening, I was attempting to flirt with Joel, and I said, "Hey, baby, can you do that thing I love so much?" He looked up from his newspaper and replied, "The dishes or the laundry?" Pillow talk amounts to discussions about whether we should invest in memory foam or plush down alternatives. I'm a fan of each person having several types of pillows. I like memory foam for under my head, plush down alternative for between my knees, and a couple of smaller microbead cushions for back support and noise reduction. Microbead pillows are safer for noise reduction because a person can breathe a bit through them, whereas the memory foam types may dangerously obstruct respiration. And listeners may remember that a couple of cylinder bolsters can also be used to prop up the snorer's chin. It's not that we don't make regular attempts to keep the magic alive. The other night I walked into our room to see Joel folding the last basket of laundry to the sound of the Bee Gees playing softly in the background. Now, I've never really been a Bee Gees fan, but let me tell you, seeing him do laundry was a real turn-on. In an attempt to do some self-examination and continue to strengthen my marriage, I decided to develop a list of little spouse relationship hacks. And I'm sharing these for the edification of listeners in the hopes that you'll share some of your own gems with me. We are never too old to learn. Here we go. Do play romantic music to set the mood. It can really make folding the laundry go faster. Don't mention dieting. When your spouse merely hears about it, he'll lose weight, and that will only get on your nerves and cause you to search for the stash of junk food you directed him to hide from you. Do compromise. If he likes to watch Westerns and you like to watch rom-coms, occasionally allow him to read a Western while the rom-com is playing. Don't go to bed mad. Wait until your spouse starts snoring really loudly to get upset. Then, since you'll be up anyway, you can relive all the day's slights with wide-awake bitterness. Do dress for success. If he suggests you go and change into something more comfortable, don't be afraid to throw on a pair of grungy sweats and a stained-up old t-shirt. Don't hide things. If there's something you'd prefer your spouse didn't know about, just place it on the dining room table as a centerpiece and he'll never notice. Do take turns choosing restaurants. Be gracious when his choice causes food poisoning and projectile vomiting from the kids in the back seat on the way home. After all, he's the one who's going to have to clean the puke off the car seats. And after he does that for about the fourth or the fifth time, that natural consequence will teach him to choose a different place to eat next time. Do send little surprise gifts to your spouse's place of work. And if you don't ever get anything back, just be satisfied that you did not do that for some kind of reward. It should be enough to know that now you're up in the scorebook. Do understand that it's hard to argue with someone who's vacuuming. And hey, vacuuming is also an excellent time to inform your partner of any important information that you'd rather keep on the down low. Don't forget to laugh together. Seriously, some of the most rewarding and joyful times in marriage come with those barely stifled giggles at midnight. The older I get, the more I realize that being too cool to show emotion with the people you love, it's harder on you than it is on the others. I'm going to work on taking my own advice over the course of the next few weeks. Our relationship's already quite strong, but we don't want to become complacent or take each other for granted. I'll let you know how it goes. I hope I don't have to start too many meaningless arguments to get Joel to vacuum all the floors in our rambling house. Do you have some relationship hacks you can share with me? Interact on social media and Little Spouse may just feature your comment on an upcoming episode. Check facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie and Twitter at @spouseontheprairie at Valerie Kuchera. Tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Works, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.